We're looking forward to hosting Jeremy Nunes, who will be in the Richland Center area coming up this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. So we join him today by phone. Jeremy, how are you doing these days?
Oh, doing fantastic. How are things in Wisconsin?
Oh, they're doing great. And then where are you located, Jeremy?
So I am in a little town right outside of Springfield, Illinois, a little town called Dawson, about a 15-minute drive east of Springfield, about 30 by combine.
Okay. I'm guessing that you probably grew up a Bear fan. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, yeah. Been a Bears fan for a while, so sorry, everybody. But maybe you guys should be saying sorry to me. It's been a rough 30 years or so.
I'm married to one, so I know all about it, you know. So, tell me about when you got the bug to be a stand-up comedian. Were you always a funny guy?
Well, I had always wanted to do comedy, but, you know, growing up in a small town, my family wanted me to take on the family business, as is the tradition. It's kind of passed on from, you know, the father to his son and then ultimately to his son. And my family owns the trailer park in the town, and they were ready to kind of pass everything on to me, and I had to reveal to my dad I was ready to do comedy instead of running a trailer park. I said, you know, I think I can make just as much money doing comedy, which is accurate, tens of dollars.
Oh, my goodness. And so what was your father's reaction? I mean, because not everybody's son comes and tells him that.
No, well, he was not happy and, you know, had a strained relationship for a bit and then ultimately won him back and then got rough again. I don't know if you're aware, but in Illinois, see, the Illinois State Police are giving away $100 rewards for anyone who calls and turns in a drunk driver on the road. And for that reason, I'm now $100 richer. My dad no longer speaks to me.
So you've got a special streaming on Amazon Prime. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so got the special on Amazon. It was recorded, I don't know, roughly about 3 years ago or so, something like that. But always was a hope and dream to have a special out there on one of the big platforms. So, yeah, it's out there now. And if you download it, I actually get about 10 cents every time someone downloads it. So for everyone listening, if you could download that and then just hit refresh over and over, that would be helpful.
You might make a dollar today then, in other words.
There you go.
Sure. You've written a book, too. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so wrote a book called You Can't Write City Hall. It's actually an Amazon bestseller. It is about my real-life experience as mayor of a small town and all the hilarious things that happened to me. And we'll see where it goes. A little bit of talk that it might turn into a movie. Who knows where that all goes. But, you know, a lot of great stories about, you know, being the mayor of a small town. I got I won an award, actually, for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors. And I won it largely because they issued a fine to my parents. And I remember my dad calling me when he found out. He's like, Jeremy, why did I get this fine in the mail? I was like, well, your grass is way too high. You have to mow your grass. He goes, Jeremy, you mow our grass. I said, well, you should have called me sooner.
Oh, boy. How much was the fine? Do you remember?
It was $300, yeah. Ooh. I was like, well, you messed up because now you owe the town $300 and me $50 for mowing your grass.
That was great. Good business venture there. But some of the things that happen with local leadership, City Hall, you can't write anything better than what really happens sometimes, can you?
No. So a lot of people ask me, are these stories for real? I'm like, they are. And you know, it's tough for people to believe a lot of them. There's one in there, excuse me, that I have. I had a guy call me up, you know, being in a small town. I am the chief of police. I am the animal control officer. And we had an abandoned house that had been taken over by skunks. And he felt it was my duty as the default animal control officer to go in there and collect the skunks. And I was like, well, I don't know what you expect me to do. And he's like, well, you're chief of police. You can carry a gun. Go in there and shoot them. So yeah, I've been taking baths in tomato soup for a while.
Bet. Does that work? I've heard that it doesn't.
Well, I've been 2 weeks now, so.
Oh, what's like been your career highlight so far, Jeremy?
You know, we talked about the Amazon special. That would be one. The other would maybe be the Dry Bar comedy special. We got that filmed, and same thing. That released maybe about 3 years ago, something like that. And I do get a little bit more money out of that one. That was about a quarter download. So again, just hit refresh over and over, please.
The Neighborhood Sasquatch stand-up special. Is that what it
That's
was?
That's it.
Yeah. Can you give us a little insight into what we'll see when we download that?
So I've got a lot of stories about being a mayor, and also quite a lot of stories about my height. So, you know, of course you can't see me, but I stand about 6'7", and a lot of people ask all the time if I played basketball. And I say, no. But I don't understand why people ask that all the time, because nobody asks like a short guy, hey, are you a jockey?
Right. No, they don't. Dry bar comedy. So I take it there was no alcohol there?
Right. So they kind of brand themselves that it's a platform for clean comedy. So those specials, and not just mine, any of them that you watch on there would all be clean, swear-free, safe for the family to watch anyway, is what I should say.
Yeah. Is that what you would describe your show as that we'll see in Richland Center this weekend?
I'm definitely on the cleaner side. I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a something so squeaky clean that you know, if you're in the party crowd, you wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say that at all. I think everybody would have a good time. My opening act is in the same realm there too. So it's enjoyable for everybody, whether you're somebody out there on the snow machine partying it up, or somebody, you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else. Everybody in between. So,
do you play a lot of shows through small towns such as ours?
You know, pretty regular. I kind of prefer the small town atmosphere myself anyway. And I think I connect a little bit more with those folks too, when I tell the stories about, you know, being the mayor and trying to corral all the chaos of a small town.
Yeah. People can certainly relate to that. That's for sure. Are you going to be busy in 2025, Jeremy?
You know, I do, probably about 100 shows a year, and, it's lining up to be that way once again. So, barring anything crazy, I'll be bouncing around all over the country again.
Where do you come up with new material? Is it just kind of things that you see around you and you quick record it on your phone or write it down?
Yeah, it's a lot of just life, you know? Like I said, you know, with the mayor stuff, it's all just stuff that happened. You know, one of the things that, for example, one of the things they have to me, I got a message from the town clerk that, hey, we got a problem. There's plaster dust and drywall all splattered around the meeting room. One of the fire trucks backed into the wall and broke it again. Again.
That's the funniest word, is again.
Yeah. And the best part of that story, it's kind of like having little kids around. We asked around who did it. Nobody did it. Can you believe that? It just backs through the wall all by itself.
Well, they must not have realized they did it, I guess. Didn't hear the crash. Yeah. So were you
I have a feeling there might have been some alcohol involved.
There could have been, yeah, right. So were you the class clown growing up in school?
Yeah, me and another guy were always kind of getting into the mischief in the school, I guess, and everybody used to say all the time, you know, that guy's such a knucklehead. He's going to end up being the mayor of his town one day. And so here we are.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
So what was the discipline back then? Ours was always writing sentences or copying the dictionary. Did you ever have to do that?
We actually, we got the SWATs. Oh. And being in a small town, ours was a 2x4.
Really?
Yeah.
Board of Education, I guess, is what they
call it. That's Board of Education. If you're really bad, you got the board with a nail in it.
Oh, boy. That ain't good. So have you met any other comedians along the way that we might recognize, or have you had a chance to open up any of the shows?
Oh, you know, I've opened for a lot of those guys through the years. Opened with Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy. Patrice O'Neill back in the day. I don't know. Too many to think of off the top of my head. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey I worked with. So it just kind of depends if you're in the right place at the right time, you know. But yeah, worked with quite a few of them.
Is there a common thread with comedians? I mean, lots of times they're different off stage than they're on stage. Any common thread?
Let's see. What would be the common thread? I guess, you know, the hard part is, I guess, just having the courage to get up in front of the audience and try to be funny in the first place, you know. Most people are just afraid to get in front of an audience and say anything, and then to go a step further and ask people to pay to watch you be funny for an hour. You know, I guess it's the common bond there is just the courage to actually do it, or the stupidity to do it, one or the other.
I had a friend that had driven George Carlin around a long time back in the day, and he was saying what a nice, straight-laced man, very calm and quiet off stage, you know? And I mean, different persona when they hit the stage sometimes.
Yeah, I have heard that about him, that he just, and he was always working, always writing. You know, they'd say he would, you know, ride in the limo from the hotel to the venue. He's writing jokes for the next show already, on his way to a different one. So, and I've had those moments as well. Actually kind of when I was on deadline to get the first script on about the movie, you know, I'd be sitting backstage at the theater or something, just, frantically writing material. And at the same time, trying to think about what I'm going to do at the show that night. And it's, kind of a crazy balance sometimes like that.
Yeah, awesome. Anything else you can tell us about the show we'll see in Richland Center this weekend, Jeremy?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I will be a little bit down, to be honest. You know, my last girlfriend broke up with me, and I still don't quite understand. You know, she was mad because I wouldn't break the law for her.
Really?
She's 4'8", so I made her ride in a car seat.
Yeah, I can see where she would have been mad about that. But
yeah. But yeah, we'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. My good friend Peter Daniels is going to be there and open up for me, and it'll be fantastic.
Sounds good. We'll see you then. Thanks a lot for joining us today, Jeremy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jeremy Nunes joining us, and he'll be here, a part of the Richland County Performing Arts Council and the City Auditorium Show this Saturday night. Get your tickets.